Joe Palca. It is the day before the moment that the vast majority of Americans have been waiting for. Tense weeks in the run-up to the inauguration have proven to be every bit as dramatic and loaded with misinformation as the weeks before the actual election. But as of noontime tomorrow, Joe Biden will no longer be president-elect. He'll be president of the United States. On the eve of their inauguration, Mr. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, joined by their spouses, are honoring the lives of the 400,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19 with an event Tuesday in Washington. Joe Biden will be taking office as U.S. president tomorrow with a long list of LGBTQ policy pledges, from scrapping Donald Trump's ban on transgender military recruits to passing an anti-discrimination law. The former vice president has promised to appoint a cabinet that looks like America, nominating former rival for the Democratic presidential candidacy, Pete Buttigieg, as the first openly gay cabinet secretary at the Transportation Department. And tomorrow, after Mr. Biden becomes president, Julie Walker of AP has more.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an eight-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person familiar with the legislation. For some immigrants, the process would be quicker. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh policies. The legislation puts Biden on track to deliver on a major campaign promise and provides one of the fastest pathways to citizenship in recent years. But it fails to include the traditional trade-off of enhanced border security favored by many Republicans, making passage in a narrowly divided Congress in doubt. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny